God, noun, any entity, human or otherwise, for whom any statement of fact is axiomatically true. Hometown buffet. It's about a 20-minute drive from the Latery and sort of the outskirts of Louisville. There's probably other locations also, but you're in the one that's a 20-minute drive from the Latery on the outskirts of Louisville. Woodard has just loaded his plate up. It is like a foot tall, and it is like just a mash of food that like he has got those little like fried fish pucks. He's got nacho cheese, he's got like jello, he's got ice cream. It's like a disgusting mixture.
He's got dino nuggets.
Like from 10 feet away, it probably looks like a pretty like elaborate like nice looking pile, but then you get close and you see that it's like
just all intermingled.
The most disgusting mixes of foods that should not be on the same plate together.
It's like a KFC famous bowl, only horrible.
Yeah, it's like a garbage plate, but instead of breakfast food, it's just everything on a buffet with no regard to if they go together. Like, different courses that are supposed to be eaten separately.
This is what makes our country great.
It is the kind of food that I might describe as, like, depression food, but he's eating it with, like, a knife and a fork very, like, properly. The ice cream is, like, melting because it's just drizzled over a bunch of hot food.
Right, yeah, no, yeah. Having cold and hot stuff on the same plate just doesn't work,
he's
buddy.
He's making bad soup.
It's really more like a casserole, I feel like.
What is wrong with this man?
That's a great question.
Well, I mean, he works for the government. That's a start.
I want to put his brain in a jar.
Wow, okay.
I'll study that later, because what the fuck?
Casey, by comparison, has all of her food neatly partitioned into, you know, little spaces on the plate so that none of it is really touching.
You say Casey got, like, a salad that she's, like, got a separate little bowl of croutons and, like, another little, like, dipping cup of dressing.
All, yeah, she has a salad, but she has separated into its base components.
She sorted the vegetables apart.
Oh, God.
That's just as freakish.
I love her so much. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
she's treating it like a dippable where she's getting some getting one of each thing on the fork and
yep.
then dipping it in the dressing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Two leaves of lettuce, one crouton, one olive, one tomato.
Yeah, you gotta have the ratio right.
Melissa, I think you might have untreated OCD.
I think what Solo has done is constructed a sort of sandwich out of two slices of pizza as the bread and, you know, some mashed potatoes, some fried chicken in the middle. Kind of a forerunner to the KFC Double Down.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
But also just gotten a normal salad and, like, some brownies.
Yeah.
Charlie's plate is 50% mashed potatoes and gravy, 50% mac and cheese.
I think, like, with a full mouth of, like, you know, crappy taco meat and chocolate brownie, Woodard is,
oh
like...
God.
Now, the thing I love about Excuse me. The thing I love about a buffet is that it is the casino of eating establishments, because it's an all-you-can-eat establishment. They're making a bet against you that you can't eat enough to make it unprofitable for them. And, much like a casino, the house almost always wins. But if you come in hungry, and you think about it, you can come out on top.
Now, Agent Woodard, I do think it's worth noting, a lot of casinos do give you free food and drinks.
That's true. Casinos themselves often have buffets, further strengthening my point.
I thought they were like a casino because eating at one is gambling with food poisoning.
Every meal you've ever had is a gamble with food poisoning, Melissa. Oh, I'm sorry, Casey.
Hey, are you... I'm sorry, does your fort currently have Jell-O, meatloaf, and is that a cherry tomato?
Oh no, that's a maraschino cherry.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh, that's actually kind of a theme. It's all foods that are created by mashing up, ground up versions of itself.
Wait, maraschino cherries aren't real cherries?
No, they are. They're just, like, candied and shit. Also, Jell-O, are you saying, like, because Jell-O is mashed up horse hooves?
I don't think they actually make it from horse hooves anymore.
But yeah, no, it's made from a powder. It's
gross. I'm just saying, dude, you're like, if I not to judge, but I'm judging. Like, that's what's going on with your palate, man.
Well, I enjoy meatloaf. I enjoy gelatin, and I enjoy maraschino cherries. So, and he kind of just stops there as if that's a sufficient explanation.
Cool.
How busy is this hometown buffet?
It's not, like, banging, but there's people in here.
Okay, just curious. I think Regina's like, so what are you gonna do with, I forgot, what are you gonna do with that lady, the teacher?
Oh, he kind of, like, dabs his face with a napkin and, reaches into his pocket and pulls out
For a second, I forgot dabbing was a thing you...
Agent Woodard invented dabbing?
Please! Dabbing at the hometown buffet, baby!
He pulls out a little, like, small, like, metal box with a little switch on the side. He goes, oh, hold on. He flips the switch and sets it on the edge of the table. It was, okay, yeah, sorry, what were you gonna ask?
Okay, well, what the hell is that thing?
Oh, it's a noise-canceling device that'll prevent our voices from carrying beyond this table.
What, like on Get Smart?
I'm not familiar with what that is.
It got, like, a dome.
Did you...
The Cone of Silence.
Forget that when we went to the McDonald's?
No, we just sat... It was empty, and we were far enough away from the front counter that it really wasn't necessary.
Okay, well, anyway, what are you gonna do with her?
Well, as a violent Eidolon user, she's the exact sort of person that our department is designed to apprehend. Frankly, you have a pretty strong idea of exactly what we're going to do with her, because you've been through that process.
Okay. Wait, are you also gonna, like, recruit her, or is she just gonna be? Because I don't want to work with that lady.
Well, whether we recruit her would be something we wouldn't have decided at this point. I will say the fact that she has actively assaulted teenagers unbidden is not great for her hiring prospects, let's say.
Wait, why not?
Okay, wow.
Well, you need to have a little more discretion, Jake. Right?
Well, yeah, but she wouldn't be deployed in the States.
Oh, you're suggesting... Well, you're thinking of the CIA.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
Yeah, no. If the Agent Woodard, correct me if I'm wrong. I assume we're not going to be involved in any coups?
No, you will not be involved in any coups. That is not what the Bureau is in charge of.
Okay, fantastic.
I don't think the FBI has jurisdiction outside of the United States.
Hey, question.
Yes, Charlie.
why was she like, we didn't know that lady. We don't go to her school. Why were we on her radar?
I was actually hoping that you all might be able to shed some light on that, because I am not clear on that particular issue either.
Jake turns his head towards Regina.
Oh, I can't remember. Luke, did I know her, like, directly, or did I just know she was one of the vice principals? I can't remember what we said.
Oh, gosh, what did we say? I mean, you went to that school for 3 years.
Right, so,
you
so would, like, I at least am familiar with her, probably.
For sure, yeah, at minimum.
I mean, I didn't know her personally, but, like, there's no way she's not involved with that stuff, obviously, right? So...
Yeah, but, like, you haven't been talking to anyone who goes to that school, right?
No.
So, how would they even know you're, like, unless someone's keeping tabs on you?
I mean, Dr. Phillips used to work there.
Yeah?
It's possible that he spent a lot of time menacing us, and they know about it.
I think, I believe this got established last time. If not, you know, we can definitely say now. You have that photo of the Mystery Solvers Club that Dr. Phillips was in charge of, and she was, like, one of the other people in that photo.
Oh, I don't think I don't think that was... Like, the photo was... No. I don't think her being in it was established.
That's all right, because you didn't really see her until the very end. Yes, yeah. You were able to, yeah, check that photo later, and she is one of the people in it.
I think maybe it would make most sense for the story if we're doing that now.
Yeah, that makes... Okay, sure.
Realizing
yeah, yeah.
that now?
You're right.
Yeah, let's, I think... Doesn't Charlie have it? The photo?
Yes, Charlie took it when y'all left that office.
Yeah, I think Charlie, like, pulls it out. Like, it's creased and, like, folded up and has, like, a little bit of, like, Dorito dust on it, but she pulls it out and, like, goes, like, well, I got this. I mean, that kind of looks like her, right?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Do we have a list of everyone who was in that year of the Mystery Solvers Club?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you had that. It was Patrick Phillips, who dead. I believe it was Rosie Wilkins last time, the woman we're talking about right now, who, you know, arrested. Jerome McKnight and Rosemary Goodwin. I really should have come up with a different name than Rosemary when I already had a Rosie. Oh, well, that's fine.
This seems to be a constant problem for you.
Yeah.
Wait, I had there being a Grace Hernandez and a Taylor Branch. Did that change?
Oh, shit. Wait, did I write something else down at one point? You know what? I like those names better than Rosie and Rosemary, so yeah, sure. I really need to make some notes about the second draft here. Yeah, sure. Let's say this was Grace Hernandez that you just caught, and you said Taylor Branch were the one. That's what I wrote.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's just take that from the top then, everybody. Very sorry about that.
I hate this shit.
You've got Patrick Phillips, dead. Grace Hernandez, arrested. And then you also have Jerome McKnight and Taylor Branch.
Okay, so...
I wonder if we have to worry about the other two.
Do I know those other two names from the other school?
Yes, you absolutely do.
Okay. Are they also, like, vice-principaled up over there?
Let me think. I would say Taylor Branch, another vice-principal. Jerome McKnight is a PE teacher.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they, like, Phillips had to have been talking to them and telling them what's going on, right? Either that or they have a way of, like, knowing what happened to him.
That definitely seems possible. Regina, you mentioned something about a cult at this other high school, right?
Yeah, the football thing.
Right, so would it be safe to say that these are lieutenants in that cult?
I think so. I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time there, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as soon as you told me that, I went ahead and made arrangements to have all of you transferred to Fairmont High School to begin investigating this. So,
what the fuck?
Yeah, you start on Wednesday. I was hoping that we would have the drop on them, but apparently,
time out. What the fuck, dude?
Well, I was planning to tell you about it today, but.
That's
You're
not
trying to tell us about it 3 days before you were expecting us to do it?
That's also not the problem. I look over at Regina. How's she looking?
Very big eyes, not really saying much. Maybe a little white. Maybe a little pale.
Yeah, that's not the issue here, dude. What the fuck? That's not something that I think everyone here is cool with.
I don't understand. You brought this case to me, and I'm assigning you to investigate it. What's the issue?
You could we could investigate it without having to go to that school. We investigated her without attending the school, right?
But won't this just make it easier? You'll have more access. You'll have an excuse to be there. But again, they're apparently onto you already for reasons I don't fully understand, so...
Charlie's, like, looking over at Casey, like,
I think now is when it clicks for Casey, the other problem here. She's like, yeah, we already had a problem just this week. Look, Regina used to go there. She's already been involved with this stuff. There, whatever's going on there, like, it's not going to be necessarily safer or better for us to be there when the people involved are going to recognize her anyway.
Well, I mean, he sort of is, like, giving a look like, this seems like an obvious thing to say, but I guess I need to say it. Like, you're working for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's not necessarily a safe job.
I don't think... Look, do y'all mind if I talk to Agent Woodard, like, take him aside for a bit? Because...
Yes.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, yeah, go.
Okay.
No, oh. I mind.
Oh, okay. I'm sure.
Casey,
then no?
Casey, I'm not going to say any bullshit. I just maybe don't want to put Regina on blast right in front of him.
Regina?
I mean, it's not like... I don't... Listen, I gave you that information not thinking that you would send us there. Do you not have FBI guys for this?
Well, Regina, as you yourself pointed out, we are unfortunately at a severe information deficit with regard to this case. I assigned my most knowledgeable personnel to it, which is you.
Okay, that's kind of, like, horrifying in a couple of ways, but I can't go back. I can't go back there.
Regina, you will have the full support of the Federal Bureau of Investigation behind you. There is not going to be... I understand that I just said it's not safe,
this
but...
This is not a logistical issue.
Yeah.
Woodard. Like, are you looking at her face? Are you listening to her right now? Can you read between the fucking lines for, like, a second?
To be honest, I assumed that you would want the opportunity to bring justice to the people that have harmed you.
No, she wants justice to be brought to them. She transferred to our school in her senior year specifically to get away from this place. You can't send her back.
But you transferred before you had an Eidolon and before you had me
backing
you up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, right.
Regina already had hers. We got ours later.
Whoop, Jordan here. I made that mistake.
Jordan, what the fuck,
God,
dude?
Idiot. Fuck. God damn it. All right.
It's like the main thing of her character.
Okay. It was one line. It's a long book.
I'm sorry. Is this not in your notes either?
Okay. Listen, I don't need to write out this whole scene of you guys arguing with me. I'm just going to fix it later. I think he just says, like, Regina, I understand that this is a difficult situation, but surely you want to be able to prevent this happening to anybody else, right?
I think she's like kind of leaning up against whoever she can lean up against right now and is just...
I'm kind of imagining that, like, you, Casey, and Charlie are all squeezed into one side of the, like,
yeah,
booth together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yep.
Between
yes.
them.
I mean, yeah, of course, but... yeah, of course. Doesn't sound like much of a choice again, huh?
Yeah, you talk a real big game of like, oh, you're helping. Like, you know, I'm giving you so much option and choice, and continuously you are making choices for us and then presenting it as, oh, well, you could have picked the other door, even though the other door is life in an underground prison or whatever the fuck.
Well, I... You know what? I'll apologize for this one. I should have run it by you, I guess. I didn't anticipate that it would be an issue.
That seems to be a problem for you. Assuming you have everything figured out and you clearly don't understand a whole lot about us.
Well, I clearly don't. That's why I requested your help in the first place.
I think Charlie looks down, like, looks at Regina and is just like, what do you want us to do? Just whatever you... I'm following your lead here.
I mean, we have to, right? So...
And we can try and figure something else out. I don't know what, like, true... Like, genuinely, I have no idea. But, just, you know, whatever you think. I'm there.
Is it still Sunday?
Sure, we can say
it's still
Sunday.
Is that what I think that's what, like, Casey suggested earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess we have a couple days to prepare. But we'll do it.
Okay.
Have you told our parents?
They're gonna figure out that we're going to a different school at some point.
Did you not, seriously, that we could just go to a different school? On our own, and our parents would just be fine with it?
Sorry, this is Jordan thinking for a moment, not Woodard. Whether I had him tell your parents.
I repeat what I just said.
I'm thinking about what he would do, okay? Fucking relax.
No.
Everyone is so on edge all the time.
I wonder why that could be.
Yeesh. No, I think he just says, you know, I've been working with the school board. You'd have to check with them directly, but I assume, letters have been sent out.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
You assume? Because I know my dad, and if there was anything about my schooling changing, he would have been talking to me about it before I heard about it from you.
It's Sunday, okay, so the letters are going to be here tomorrow, right? It's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday.
That's probably a safe assumption.
Fuck. Okay. Sorry, I'm...
What's the reasoning that they give for it?
Honestly, that one, you'd have to read the letter. That's really not...
Oh my fucking god.
This is kind of a cheat. Like, just make it a fucking Eidolon power one of his guys has access to, you know? Like,
no,
that
what?
Would be
no,
less
no,
of a cheat.
Please don't, please
Why do
don't.
You want that?
I don't want my dad to have to deal with Eidolon, like, brain stuff again.
I think it makes perfect sense for the secret FBI to be able to lean on the local, like, Newcastle County Department of Education.
Yeah, no, I think it extremely does.
It does. I don't want, like, whatever, I'll have the talk with my dad, and it's not gonna be fun. Just don't mess with his head.
Agent Woodard, am I going to need, like, papers?
Solo, I really wasn't...
Because I got a backstory figured out we can talk about.
I'll be honest, I don't have you registered for school because I really wasn't... He kind of, like, gestures to you. I wasn't aware this was, I don't really know what's going on here, and I've been trying to not ask about it out of politeness, but I suppose we do need to talk about it.
Woodard, I'm beginning to understand why you work alone.
I'm actually in the same boat as you on this one, to be honest.
Well, you know, that's another one of those things that I guess Jordan's just going to have to fill in on the second draft, huh?
Sorry, who?
Don't worry about it. Listen, all that matters is I've attained a sort of second level apotheosis, and we're working with this now. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, a little more difficult to cart me around. On the other hand, this will make it easier for me to, you know, infiltrate socially, and I can get more information independently. We can split up more. We can really comb the place, you know?
And there's a silver lining. Before we leave Latery, we can play a big prank.
Oh?
You know, sort of a going away present for the school.
Oh, you want to do like a mid-year senior prank kind of deal.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, sure. That is, if you're doing that during your downtime, I really can't, sure, as long as you're not drawing too much unnecessary attention. Speaking of which, Casey, I noticed that, the binder we lent you, while you were in our, facilities, is missing.
Is that a problem?
I did not give that to you to keep, so yeah, I do need that back.
I think you didn't specify that. That's kind of on you.
I kind of assumed that as, FBI personnel, I could have use of it.
Well, as FBI personnel, you should understand that confidential documents need to be, you know, secured.
Did it say confidential on the thing? I thought it was just a binder.
It's the text of a law. It can't be confidential.
Hey, Casey, I get it, but also I think you, like, this law is not, like, a good one or one that's abiding by the normal rules of law. That's, like, it's...
That's all the more reason why it should not, cannot be confidential.
No, I'm with you.
Like,
I'm just
by definition.
I'm just saying, like, we keep, like, it's, he's not playing by the rules, and it sucks, and...
What are you gonna do if Casey says no, Wooder?
I think he just sort of, like, pauses, and, kind of, like, looks at his gross plate where the ice cream is completely melted over everything now.
Dude, you have brown slop. Like, it's just soup. You have bad soup.
And, I think he just says, Casey, you and I both know that I know exactly where you've been and what you've been doing with that binder. I'm asking for it back out of, as a sign of goodwill.
I will get your binder back for you.
I would also recommend discouraging your associate from pursuing the topic you discussed with him.
I will get your binder back for you.
Casey.
Oh, don't worry. Woodard will probably forget all about this. He's pretty sloppy with his work, isn't he?
Damn.
I think he just sort of, like, looks at you, gives you, like, oh, okay, shit. But, you know, does not actually, like, you know, he's not going to get in an argument about that with you.
Sure.
Did he have something? Oh, right. I think he also says, now, clearly, you are all already being targeted by the members of this cult. You are, you know, we made an agreement. You are free to do as you please when you're off the clock, at least. You are free to stay in your homes. However, for safety, I might recommend staying at our facilities, but that is completely up to you.
Hard no.
No.
Yeah, I think we'll take our chances.
To be clear, we could obviously furnish you a more comfortable lodging.
Not the problem.
We're still teenagers, man.
I completely understand. That's why I said the choice is yours. I just... I'm also concerned about your safety.
Casey's just shaking her head disappointedly.
You realize you're, like, sending, like, literally, like, 10 minutes ago, you were saying, well, it's not a safe job. Like, you're working for the FBI. You could get hurt. Now you're like, I'm really worried about your safety. Like, does not make it seem like you really are.
Well, it is a dangerous job, and I won't suggest otherwise. However... there are things you can do to mitigate the risk and keep the danger to a minimum. I think this measure would be one of them. But again, it is completely up to you whether you want to take me up on that offer.
Hey, quick question. Do you just live in the bunker? Is that your home?
At the moment, yes. I live in Lexington. A bit too much of a commute back and forth while this case is active.
So in a way, you're kind of like Jake's roommate.
Technically, we live in the same building, yes.
I hate thinking about that.
I think Regina looks down to Solo's like, hey, do you need somewhere to stay now?
You know, I haven't been thinking about it, but yeah, probably. I've pretty much just been living with you guys or in the terrarium, and terrarium ain't gonna fit this anymore, so...
Yeah, no. Why don't you just come stay at my place then? There's...
Yeah, we can say you're on like an exchange.
Solo just has the biggest fucking smile on their face.
We have too much room at my place anyway, and like, my parents are never there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, they probably wouldn't ask questions. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is so exciting!
Wait, Solo, you said you came up with the whole backstory, right?
Yes. Yes, I have. Do you want to hear it?
Not right now, but when we should go to Regina's place and get it all hashed out, because if we're going to be telling everyone that you're like an exchange student or whatever, we should probably all have the same information about it.
Okay,
Solo,
yeah,
if I could also get just some basic details about your new persona.
Pass me a napkin and a pen.
How about I pass you a notepad and a pen?
Oh, okay. I guess that makes more sense. I just figured, you know, since we were at a buffet, the napkin... Yeah, give me a notepad.
Okay, yeah, he slides you a notepad.
I think they just scribble down some basic details of their character.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a human name, or are you just still going by...
Oh, no, I have a human name in mind. Solomon okay. Elaine Chavery. That's X-A-W-E-R-Y.
X-A-W-E-R-Y?
Yeah, it's Polish.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I think he looks over the info you gave him and just says, okay, I will see about getting you registered at Fairman High. It might take a little extra time since you don't exist, but, you know, that is a hurdle, not a wall.
You're the FBI. How hard could it be?
As I said, it's a hurdle, not a wall. Well, if that is everything, then, all right, I think we can break for the night.
Hey, Jake, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure, what's up?
I feel weird asking this, well, offering this, but also I feel like it might help you. If it's too weird staying in the house with Woodard there... I can ask my dad if you can, like, stay with us for a bit.
You know, that'd be a lot better than staying at that place. Thank you for the offer.
I figured, yeah. I can't guarantee he'll say yes, but, like, you know, I can try. You'll be sleeping on the couch, is that okay?
Oh, a couch would be wonderful.
Okay, cool.
I'm just gonna tentatively throw it out there once again. I do feel that the further away from me that you're staying, the less safe you are.
We're gonna be hanging out in groups. You know, buddy system.
Further away from you, or not feeling like we are, like, living in a prison with a dude who eats ice cream slop.
Be nice about the slop.
No. Why?
I'm not gonna say we can't criticize him, but the slop is, like, not the issue here.
It can be...
The slop is kind of part of the issue.
Yeah.
Solo is probably the most pro-slop member of the team.
Agent Woodard, I respect your slop. Just for the record.
You don't have...
Thank you.
Okay. But yeah, I'll talk to him tonight, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, you all leave the buffet. Where all do we want to go? I don't think this is quite proper downtime, because I would say you're not out of danger.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Are we ever going to be out of danger for the rest of this season?
I think there will be times when we can say that you are sufficiently out of danger that we can call it a downtime. Mostly, you just had downtime, so I don't really want to go right back into it. But yeah, you have a couple days to get prepared to go to Fairmond High School. As a reminder, I forget how much of this we've recovered already, but Fairmond is a town... about, you know, 10-15 minutes north of Lelatery. It is, you know, in the same county. It is kind of the rich people part of the county. A lot of horse farms and, you know, honestly just sort of luxury homes. If there's, like, local money, it's from people that have, like, sold horses or like, had horses run in the Kentucky Derby. Otherwise, it's just, you know, rich people that bought big, like, you know, ranch estates out here.
Right.
And probably also on a lower level, like, you know, less rich and more like, you know, 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom houses with, like, big yards, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not full-on, you know, champagne and caviar for every meal, but more like, you know, yeah, my mom bought me a car the day I turned 16. Rich, God, you right. know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I crashed it, but I got a new one when I turned 17.
Regina voice.
Right, yeah, Regina, yeah, you know.
I don't think she's crashed a car, but
right. But that level of wealth, you know, yeah. Well-to-do, like, manager class, kind of.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was from, but I have a distinct memory of some show, like, trying to parody that sort of thing with a rich kid complaining that their parents bought them a red convertible, and it sucks because it wasn't the blue one that they wanted.
Right. I mean, this was 1 trillion shows in the year 2004.
Right.
True.
In my head, is that a throwaway line in Mean Girls?
Probably.
It could be. It probably also came up on, like I said, MTV 400,000
right, you're right.
times.
Every show had that, yes. But yeah.
Anyway, as far as preparations go, there's
yes.
two things Casey would do.
Okay.
The first is getting online and downloading the full syllabus. Or not syllabus, but like a list of classes and reviewing what classes and trying to find info on the students and, you know, all the stuff you'd need to prepare, like, choose your classes for a semester.
Oh, yeah. Are we all going to have to choose classes?
You can if you want. I mean, again, you're primarily here working as FBI agents, so, you know, your education, as far as, you know, me and Woodard are concerned, at least, is a little more secondary,
okay,
but sure.
I want to take creative writing.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we should all take creative writing. We have to spend time together at class. That's cool.
Casey, you can pick all my classes.
Are you sure you want her to do that?
Regina, you can pick all my classes.
I was going to say, it is, you know, early year 2000. I'm not sure how, like, fully featured the school's website is.
Well, this is a rich school, so they definitely have, like, I don't think it's going to be interactive, but there is going to be a Word document I can download that has a listing of.
No, that does make sense. Right? I was also going to say, they definitely have, like, computerized records and stuff, and I didn't know if,
yeah,
in keeping with Casey's, like, straight-laced to the point of being a fucking freak, if you're, like, hacking in there to sign up for classes.
Oh, no. I'm just on their, like, what is it, kd112.state.us.
Right, right.
Whatever address, the school website.
Right. Yeah, you're just, yeah, okay, you've printed out the class
yeah,
handbook.
Yeah, I printed out all the list of all the classes.
The course
and
catalog.
Teachers. Yep. And I'm trying to see if I can find any information on the teachers. Like, I'm trying to look them up as best I can to know which ones seem like they might be good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think they would let me join the football team? I know it's not football season anymore.
I mean, you're kind of a little small for football, don't you think?
What are you talking about? I'm beefy. I got that build.
Solo.
Do you?
How tall is Solo right now?
I would like to point out that football is a fall sport and,
well, yeah,
currently
that's,
winter into
that.
Spring.
What about wrestling? You think I could get into wrestling?
They probably let you do wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try out for any sport. There's no guarantee you'll get in, but, like, tryouts are usually open to everyone.
I'm just going to put wrestling/other PE credit for now. I'll figure it out. I can talk to my guidance counselor.
I am deeply terrified that Solo saw wrestling, like, saw, like, an
I'm
episode
not talking
of Raw.
About professional wrestling. Okay, I know professional wrestling isn't real, Charlie. I'm not stupid.
Okay, but can I point out that it would have been really funny if you did?
Yeah.
We could have had a really good Solo subplot there.
Yeah, we'll take it up with Jordan.
They won't let me powerbomb people.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Maxi here, Max Knightley. You may know me as the voice of Funny Bug on Eidolon Playtest. I guess Solo's not really entirely a bug anymore, but, you know, under the facade, who knows? She's probably got some mandibles in there. I'm here to talk to you out of character for a second, because it's 12:50 in the goddamn morning, because I'm terrible at time management and remembering to do things, about the amazing rewards you can get for subscribing to Eidolon Playtest at patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. For $1 a month, you get access to all episodes a week in advance. If you're listening to this episode on March 4th, you could have listened to it on February 26th, and you could be listening to the next episode of Disco right now. For $3 a month, you also get access to the GM notes for every episode, and Eidolon Playlist, which is a show we do give or take every month, where we talk about songs or artists that have been featured on the show. I believe we've got an Outcast one and an Iron Spy one coming up pretty soon, so if you want to listen to either or both of those, give us $3 a month. For $5, you get all that, plus an access to the current draft of the tabletop RPG, Eidolon Become Your Best Self, 2nd Edition, and you'll get your name shouted out on the podcast, which I'll be doing for a group, a select group of our subscribers shortly. For $10, all that, plus we just call it the grab bag internally. It's pretty much whatever we feel like recording when we get the chance. We've talked about anime, we've talked about a little short story, well, not short story, more like a novella. There's chapters. We talked about a novella. We talked about the movie Contact, which I did not like. We had a play session of Fiasco. Plan to get another one of those together at some point in the near-ish future. You know how it is. But, you know, if you just want to hear more of us goofing around, talking about shit we like, talking about shit we hate, you know, it is more of the Eidolon cast and crew you love shooting the shit in various ways and contexts. And I will say that above all else, we appreciate everybody who's already subscribed, everybody who's thinking about subscribing, for all the support they've given to the show. It means a tremendous amount to us that you all like the show as much as you do. And you supporting us goes a long way to making the show possible and just kind of like lifting some of the burden of existence in the contemporary world from our weary, weary shoulders. I may have gotten a little too real with that one. Like I said, it's almost 1 in the morning. Hey, let's talk about some of our subscribers who pay us $5 or more, and who, again, we really appreciate. I want to give a special Eidolon thank you to Ian Urbina, Abby Less Than 3, Jade Nebula, Inalienable Right, Saffron Sinclair, Fletcher Gaddy, Sam Antics, We Shall All Be Healed, Thomas Rohrer, Viking Soren, Tin Man Axe, Tulip McTulipson, Great Big James, Inkjet, Fox X Fire, Jordan Quinn, Parrish, Raquel Delgado, Underlying Ocean, Trivial James, Fred Smith, Nebulous Harmony, Chellis, I'm not sure if that's Chellis or Chalice, I apologize, Galactica, Evan Saft, and Black Album 22. Thank you. I know I've already thanked everybody like twice already, but I do want to say again, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for subscribing to the Patreon. Thank all of you for just liking what we put out, loving what we put out. It is something that we really enjoy doing, and we're really glad that we have found an audience for it. If you can't subscribe to the Patreon, can't afford it, or just, you know, you got other shit to spend your money on, we totally understand. For what it's worth, word of mouth is a huge boost for us. We obviously don't have much of a marketing budget, so word of mouth is the main way we grow the podcast. You know, talk to your friends about it. If you want to make fan art, make fan art. I know people love it in the crew. We're always talking about on the private Eidolon server, like, holy shit, somebody drew funny character. They drew the character from the show because they like the show. I'm rambling, and I need to stop that. But no, it really does. It really is something we appreciate a lot. So yeah, tell your friends, rate us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever. I don't even know if they still do ratings. We've been talking about it for years, and I don't think we want to stop, because if they do still do ratings, you know, fuck it. Might as well rate a podcast 5 stars. Can't hurt, right? Love those 5-star ratings. Let's get back to the show.
So the other thing Casey's doing as preparation is she wants to try and create a cool persona for her since she's going to a new school.
Oh, you got an opportunity here.
Oh, yeah. God.
She is going to go to the mall with Charlie and Regina and try to find a new cool outfit to wear.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say it's way funnier if you show up fucking Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease just the first day of school. But... just out of nowhere.
If Regina wants to steer her in that direction, she could.
That's not exactly what I meant. Just like the surprise factor of being like, oh god, what happened to her?
Here's what I'm gonna say, Melissa. I'm gonna say this counts as an I'm supposed to be here.
Oh
my god.
You can put together a disguise of your choosing out of any available materials you have, draw glam, and play one card to determine the quality of your disguise.
Yes, let's do it.
This is so cool.
What's your glam?
That's a one.
One? That's gonna be the Hierophant You Discover Something. I like that for this.
Yeah.
You may want to reread the move.
Yeah, choose a card from the set and hold on to it. If you only drew one, take the top card of the deck instead. As long as you maintain your disguise, you may play and discard this card instead of drawing for an action. Discard this card if your disguise becomes compromised.
So you need to give her one extra card to hang on to.
No, the Hierophant just becomes the card that she hangs on to.
I mean, that's not what it says on the character sheet. Play one card to determine the quality of your disguise.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
From the set and hold on to
it. Yep. I misread it. You are correct. Then in that case, you get the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
So that is set aside. You can just play that at any time.
You're dressed like Vanna White.
Note of that. I think the thing I discover is a what looks like a fancy like Yakuza sort of jacket, but it's really like a cheap knockoff because it's the store in the mall that sells shitty swords.
Right.
But it's got like a cool stylized Chinese dragon on the back.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Yeah, because the school's the dragons, right? Like
they are the dragons, yeah.
Yeah, but not
like showing it to Charlie and Regina.
No,
and like
no, Regina starts being like, no, not like it. I'm like, shut up.
Like this is cool, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's cool.
Sick as hell.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Do you want to stop at a booth and get like a katana to go with it?
No, that would be... No, those swords are dangerous.
Charlie is looking at a katana.
Yeah, huh?
Charlie?
But, like...
No!
Like, we're in danger, right? This could be useful.
That would only put you in more danger.
What? No, it wouldn't.
Also, the sign says the blades aren't actually sharpened.
No, I can fix
that. You told me you hurt yourself on your toaster yesterday.
Okay, but picture this. Let me tell you a scenario, okay? Bad guy has you two cornered at the bottom of the hill. Oh no, you're in danger. But wait, what's that at the top of the hill? It's me on a skateboard with my katana. And I ride down the hill and I'm going real, real fast.
Is this hill made out of concrete?
Is asphalt?
Okay.
Yeah. And I go real, real fast and swing and dude's head's gone. And I save both of you and it looks very cool.
The attendant at this booth is just, like, reading a magazine. That they have heard that exact pitch 5 other times today.
I need to draw one POW, please.
Oh, okay, sure. What are you drawing one POW for?
I'll tell you when I find out what the card is.
The devil.
Okay, so I got to put what I want to price a hand for. Okay, so I'm trying very hard to keep a straight face while she's saying that and not burst out laughing.
So you give me one at a price you can't afford.
Yeah, I think I choked down the laughter by literally choking.
Are you good? Hey, whoa.
I'm fine.
You've got, like, you stopped at the Jamba Juice, and it's just now, like, coming out of your nose because you were taking a sip when she said that.
I got Jamba Juice in my sinuses.
Yeah.
Hey, how much is the sword?
The attendant, without looking up from her magazine, just, like, points to the sticker on it that's, like, let's call it $200.
In 1999? Or 2000? Fuck.
Maybe there's a cheaper one that's not as cool looking for $50.
I mean, it's $50.
You could always, you know, decorate the hilt yourself.
Wait, hold on. I bet Jake has, like, a katana, right?
Oh, what? No. Yeah, Charlie, you should definitely get one of your own. It'd be way cooler if you owned it.
I'm gonna say, too, this booth... The side you're on has all, like, katanas and swords. I think the other side of the booth, just for color, is all, like, porcelain statues of wizards and scrying orbs.
Yes!
Charlie immediately puts down the sword and goes, oh, shit, look at those.
Maybe some, you know, some dragon statues.
Yeah, that was a wizard and a dragon.
It's like a wizard riding a dragon, yeah.
Casey and Regina just exchanging a look like that was close.
We almost died right there.
I do really like the instant Casey realizes that Charlie getting her hands on an actual sharpened blade came into possibility. It's like, oh, no, we gotta steer away.
Yeah. Especially while she's skateboarding. Horrifying.
Yeah.
I'm just running through the, like, inventory they've got on my head. Like, they've definitely got katanas. I think they've got, like, a fancy-looking sword with, like, the hilt is, like, styled like a... Like, carved to look like a dragon that has a, like, spring-loaded sheath. So you can just kind of, like, shoot it out. It doesn't actually work as good as you want it to, but technically it is spring-loaded. There's, like, a cane that you can unscrew and there's a sword inside.
That's illegal. I think Charlie goes, should I buy this one? And holds it up. And it's like a clearly, like, high as hell wizard with a crystal ball. And inside the crystal ball is a dragon wrapped around itself.
That's very elaborate. I'm going to say that one's like $800.
Oh, no, never mind. Do you think, like,
Charlie,
I think
you should touch less things here, probably.
Why?
The attendant points to a sign and says, you break it, you buy it.
Can I do an Ellie draw to see if I break something?
Jesus Christ.
Yup. What's your Ellie?
Two.
Judgment or the Hermit?
The Hermit is Regina's resonant card, or dissonant card, so I'm going to take that off the table.
Okay. Your actions isolate you.
Oh, no.
You're sure that's what you're picking?
I mean, the other one's negative. Like, yeah. I think the result is the same regardless.
I think Charlie's out some money either way.
Well, I think this $800 wizard dragon scrying orb statue is going right onto the floor and just smashing into pieces. And again, still not looking up from her magazine, the attendant just grabs a phone and starts dialing a number.
Can't see us. Let's go.
Casey stands there for a second, like, no, we can't just run. Then glances down at the price tag and then starts running.
We gotta move.
Great. All right. So that's how that's going over there. Solo or Jake, or you doing any preparation work here?
I mean, we have a cool prank to pull.
Oh, right. You had a senior prank you wanted to pull.
Yeah. The farms up in Pharamond, do they have chickens?
Not really. Like I said, they're horse farms.
Okay.
Well, there's definitely chicken farms in fucking Lelatory.
I'll say you could find a chicken somewhere if you really wanted one.
Yeah, Jake has rented a truck and would like to purchase some chickens.
Okay.
And for the school prank on Tuesday, he wants to release chickens into the school halls.
Oh, are we going to do the bit where we, like, number them, but we deliberately leave one number out so they keep looking for one they don't, that isn't there.
Solo, this is exactly why I cut you in on this.
Yeah!
What I like about this is that the school's still closed for winter break, so these chickens are just gonna have the run of the place for a whole
day. There's gonna be so much chicken shit everywhere.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is the most actual teen episode I think we've ever had.
Yeah. Alright, sure. Give me a genius draw, Jake.
You know it's three.
Okay, I gotta shuffle the deck, which means that the clock gets ticked. It also, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, it's only 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yep. Alright, shuffling this deck. And you said 3 genius, yeah?
That's right.
Okay. That's gonna get you Judgment, the Sun, or the Tower.
Let's go with the Sun. You're given cause to celebrate.
Cause to celebrate? Yeah, then I think this goes off without a hitch.
The chickens rule the school all Tuesday.
I like the idea that you guys, like, do this, and you are delivering these chickens at, like, 4 a.m. on Tuesday to this fucking school.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, getting there as early as you can manage to wake up.
Yeah. I'm just imagining a montage of, like, just punk rock music, like Rock and Roll High School playing while chickens are just like wandering the halls. They're like, you know, strutting around the gym. They're, you know, ripping up like papers.
They're roosting on all the teachers' desks, setting up nests.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake, while we're out and about anyway, you want to do some underage drinking or smoking?
Sure, I'd love to do some underage drinking or smoking.
I don't know if you can do underage smoking.
That's true, I'm not underage for smoking in this country.
Solo right. is.
I guess Solo is only 7.
Well, my ID is gonna say I'm 15.
I love the idea that, like, before these two groups split up, like, that night, Solo was like, Regina, can I have a cigarette? And she's like, no. And then, like, Solo just grabs one of her packs before she leaves.
Yeah. Oh, in that case, Solo, give me a pow draw.
My pow is 1.
The lovers, you're faced with 2 paths. Which side of this cigarette you putting in your mouth, Solo?
He's definitely smoking the filter. He's smoking the wrong end.
Yeah, not the filter. You set the filter on fire and immediately start gagging when you try to smoke it.
So, give me that. Jake grabs it out of his mouth and lights it correctly, takes a big puff, and then blows smoke into Solo's mouth.
Oh!
Okay!
Whoa!
Yeah, is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. Every member of this podcast has now smoked on mic.
Did Casey actually smoke once? Oh, yes, yeah. She tried to. Right, I forgot.
It went marginally better than when Solo tried to do it alone.
I think I want to have, whenever y'all are, like, I'm not sure, I want to have that convo with my dad about...
Yeah, go for it.
Staying.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Dad?
Hey, Charlie, hey, I got a letter. You are, apparently getting transferred?
Yeah, I am.
What's... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it
remember
why in the letter, Luke?
It just says that due to school population issues,
okay.
We're...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that thing that I said about, can't really talk about specifics?
Your job, you mean?
Yep, that one.
You're getting transferred to a different school because of your job?
Yeah. I wish I wasn't, and also wish I knew about it before it was happening, but, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, at the same time, kinda. I'm not in like danger right now. That good?
Can I do anything to help?
Well, there's so I have a friend who's on the Mystery Solvers Club. His name's Jake. He's kind of going through it with his family, and it's weird for him to be at his house. Do you think it'd be okay if he stayed with us for a little bit?
Oh. For how long?
Probably just a few weeks, if I had to guess.
I think he's gonna be like, oh, a few weeks, okay. I was thinking a few days, maybe, but...
No, sorry.
I mean, we don't have a ton of room here.
He said he's fine with sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. Also, he's rich, so maybe he can, like, buy dinner or shit sometimes.
Charlie, give me a dredge.
Okay, my biz is one.
Temperance, you're met with an equal and opposite reaction. I think that you've built enough of a relationship with your dad here that you can tell he does not want some fucking kid sleeping on his couch for a month, but he's also very worried about, like, whether he's already pushed you away too much and, like, doesn't want to tell you no.
I know we had, like, a rough bit a while ago. Hey, this is Zoe checking.
Yeah.
Did the fact that Dr. Phillips tapes, like, did Charlie talk about that with her dad yet?
I don't believe so.
I believe extremely no.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Cool, we're about to.
And you never listened to the unedited tape that made it clear that he was less shitty than you thought.
So I know you've, like, been cool lately, but I just wanted to talk about the, so I heard the tapes of your session with Dr. Phillips.
Oh, Charlie, why would you bring this up?
Because Charlie is Charlie. What are you doing? Charlie would do this.
No, this is how I write you. That's true.
I hate you.
I think he just says, sorry, you listened to,
okay, so, you know, the superpower shit that I am dealing with, that I have, and my friends have, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, Dr. Phillips had it too.
Yeah, I think I knew that part.
Yeah, he was bad, uh-huh. And part of his bad shit that was maybe related, I don't know if it was, like, blackmail or if he's just a creep, he recorded all of his sessions.
Okay.
We were looking for evidence and found that, and I listened to, and I heard, well, no, he played this one for me, and then I found the tapes and I didn't want to listen to it again, so I think I broke it. But he played this for me, and, you said some stuff that gives me a different vibe than you are currently giving me. And I don't want to mess up our relationship, but I also am still kind of pissed about that. So I feel like we should talk about this before we have another person in the house.
This is Charlie. Jesus Christ.
Molly's gonna have a fucking heart attack.
The worst idea you've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's a long list.
You're really springing this one on me, kid.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to have this conversation, but then the words kind of just kept coming out of my mouth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you hear me say?
That you, you have a problem with me being gay. Mostly.
this was like 3 months ago at this point, Charlie, so I don't remember verbatim what I said, but I don't think I said I have a problem with you being gay.
The tape sounded like... Can I dredge real quick?
Yeah, sure.
And actually, hold on. Do I have... Yeah, I want to vibe check. When dredging the undertow to acquire more information about the relationship between two or more people, you can draw glam instead of biz. I'm picking out the relationship between me and Pops.
Okay, you have three glam, right?
Yep.
That's the High Priestess, Justice, or the Fool. All neutral. Unless you have a...
The Fool is my resonant card, baby!
Okay, then. I think you, what do I give you? Oh, well, let's read your resonant thing here first. If there is any card, apply the following forecast. You raise your baton to strike up the band. Issue one command. Everything currently in your zone of influence must follow it until the task is completed.
This sucks. I don't want this.
And yet.
Good game. Like, just be honest.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Like, let's be honest.
You are also within your zone of influence.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Charlie's going to be honest.
Okay, yeah. Then Charlie, yeah, you think back on that tape and, you know, at the time you were already under the influence of Dog Eat Dog and that was just sort of like feeding fuel to the fire of it. You are thinking about listening to that tape in your room and how angry it made you, but you're starting to try to think of the tape separate from the emotions of the moment and really consider it. And I think you are remembering details you didn't pick up on the first time, like clicks or skips in the track. And you also remember how that tape was set aside from all of the others in Dr. Phillips' office. You think about the fact that he was a manipulator and a liar. And the whole point of giving you that tape was to make you angry, and that perhaps it was not the unedited recording of your dad.
I feel really stupid asking this now, but do you have a problem with me being gay?
Charlie, I will admit that when this first came up, I didn't really know how to react or what to think about it. But I mean, Charlie, you're my daughter. I love you.
Cool. Yeah. I feel really stupid right now. I'm pretty sure that asshole played a edited tape. Because now that I'm thinking about it, it's like really obvious, actually. But I was really pissed at the moment. And I should have trusted you, because I know you're my dad, and you love me, and you've always tried to be here. And I'm sorry that I didn't, and that things got weird.
He kind of puts a hand on your shoulder and he says, maybe something we both should do in the future is if we have a problem or need to sort something out with the other person, I just talk to you and you just talk to me, okay?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Hey, Jordan, can I talk to you without my dad noticing right now?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Hey, so I kind of had some good Eidolon juice, and I said the words, let's be honest. How's Woodard's power working on me right now?
That's a good question. I think you're compelled to be honest, but you're also being compelled to do otherwise. What do you give me a pow draw? We'll decide that way which one. Well,
I just recently upped my pow to 3, so.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, that gets you the Hermit, Death, or the Chariot.
The Chariot.
Wow, Ripperoni, baby. Charlie, have you been working out?
Chariot.
No, my friend, you played Death. Sorry.
Oh, it's my dissonant card. No!
God,
oh, Eidolon no. giveth, God. Eidolon it's taketh away. Hard.
When you play your dissonant card, apply the following forecast. Life is a stage, and you've forgotten all your lines. For as long as your dissonant card is in the discard pile, anytime you dazzle someone, do not draw. Instead, I will act as though you played the moon.
We gotta ship this fucking game, man. We're done. It's over. We got it.
Then, yeah, I think your dad says, speaking of talking to each other, what is going on?
Do you believe me if I say, if I could tell you, I would?
You can.
I can't. I Charlie goes to try and say, I'm gonna see how much I can say. Okay, like I know that doesn't make sense to you right now, but I'm gonna try and test to see how far I can get before I am stopped. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Charlie,
I'm you know what card you played. I'll let you play this out how you will.
I know. We got picked up by... Okay. We're currently trying to... I can't... I want to tell you I want to more than anything right now, but...
Give me a dazzle.
Isn't it the...
don't bother.
Yeah, it's the moon.
Oh, right, it's just the moon.
It's the moon. You piece of shit, you fucker.
Then, yeah, in that case...
You fucking monster.
In that case, your dad is just Okay, yeah, That's fine if you can't tell me. You can't tell me. So yeah, your friend needs to stay here for a couple weeks.
If you don't want it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
I know it's a big ask.
Yeah, I'll get some blankets out. And he just kind of like walks away.
Jordan.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm gonna kick your ass.
It's not my fault.
Oh, I
mean, well, yes it is, but you know what I mean.
I don't know how, I don't know when we're gonna get there, but one day I'm gonna see you face to face, and I'm going to stomp your punk ass.
It's a fucked up way to talk to your family, Charlie.
What?
Yeah, no, this has come up, hasn't it?
What do you mean not this on has the, come
no,
up?
It hasn't come up for Charlie.
Has it?
It surely has not, up. No.
Really?
What the fuck do you mean family, Jordan?
Yeah, no, I'm Natalie's cousin. I'm like, you're, what does that make us, like, first cousins once removed? I mean, I'm your uncle, basically.
I live in hell. It's the worst day of Charlie's life.
No, I think, like, you've got word powers, I've got word powers, it's kind of, you know.
Why didn't... Oh, I can't see, Charlie just grabs your skateboard and leaves.
I mean, I'm out there also, but, you know, whatever you need.
Shut the fuck up. Get away from me. Stop talking.
Oh.
Jordan, why don't we cut over to me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Give Charlie a break. What's up, Jake?
Jake is packing up his office back at the Shirogorov mansion, ready to go live at the O'Neill house.
Okay, yeah, I think ever since your arrest, Nikolai has been, like, actively avoiding you.
And as he's carrying out his final briefcases to go load up on his motorcycle, I think he wants to have a talk with Nikolai, try to force it.
Yeah, I don't think he will, like... Yeah, he's not literally dodging you, he has just made every effort to, like, not be in the same room with you or talk to you if avoidable.
Hey, Grandpa!
Yes, Naomi, what is it?
Nope, wrong name.
What?
Come on, you're the detective. What's my name?
Your name is Naomi Shirogorov.
Ooh, you missed it again. You know, Grandpa, has this place been in here for like 20 years?
Yes, it was built approximately 20 years ago.
And this is how far you've gotten in the case? You don't even know my name?
Your name is Naomi Shirogorov. It's the name okay. I gave you.
Here's a different name. Here's a different name. What's the name of the narrator?
Let me think of how he answers that. I think at this point, yeah, I haven't written this far ahead yet, but he's already in talks with the original club. He probably gets this name at some point. He goes,
his name is Jordan Rogers.
Very, very good. That means we're on the same page, aren't we?
I apparently don't know what page you're on, so I can't say.
Then it sounds to me like I've graduated from your training.
He just stares at you.
But, before I move out and make my own little adult life, I thought maybe we'd do one more test. I've certainly graduated the detective part, but what about the fighting part?
I have no interest in fighting you.
Why not? Don't you want to test me?
I think you feel the brightness in here just... It gets more and more intense as he just says,
no.
No? Were you scared?
He doesn't answer.
Okay. Jake takes off his sunglasses and puts them on the desk and raises his fisticuffs at Nikolai and says, last chance or I'm gonna hit you.
I think he turns to leave the room.
Okay, Jake chases after him, tries to sock him in the jaw.
Give me a scrap.
Pow of two.
The Hierophant or the Devil?
I will choose... Yeah, the Hierophant. Let's discover something.
Okay. Give me one sec here.
People like to compare our podcast to Homestuck for its... tendency to play around with narrative convention and a sort of circuitous self-referential nature of
right.
plot beats. But the true way in which it is you know, the same as Homestuck is the concept of fighting your guardian as a rite of passage towards adulthood.
I think he... You're at Fresh, right? Yeah, you're Fresh.
That's right.
I think he, like, you go to swing at him, and he is, like, not there. He is, like, to the side of where you punched, and he just sort of, like, not gently, but not too forcefully, just kind of, like, pushes you back and continues walking away.
Hey, I'm not done with you!
And I'm discarding a card. And I'm going to say the fact that, like, he effortlessly deflected that is enough to advance your damage track from Fresh.
Okay.
Strength has been discarded.
I think Jake's going to try to chase after him and sweep his legs.
Give me another scrap.
How of two.
The Magician or the Emperor?
The Emperor, you break something.
The Emperor, you break something. Let me think about how this plays out.
And also, let's play the long game, so put the Magician to the top of the deck.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and put XP in the pool for that one.
Yep. Also, before I put the magician on top of the deck, I'm discarding the moon from the top of the deck because you played a neutral. So you break something, and you also need to get hurt here. You go to sweep his legs, and he kind of, like, jumps and sort of twists in the air and grabs you and throws you, kind of slams you against an end table that had a vase on it that shatters, and he just kind of, like, you're sort of sitting on the end table with him, like, his hand, like, on your collar, kind of pinning you to the wall. Enough!
Come on, hit me!
The Jaker.
Shut up.
I was already mad at you, and now I'm even more mad.
I think he is just, like, staring at you. You can see that his, like, eyes... You know what? I don't know if you can see that his eyes are getting kind of, like, misty, because it is, like, staring into the sun looking at him for you, Jake.
Come on, this is just like old times, isn't it?
This is finished.
Do you remember my name yet? Naomi doesn't usually act like this, but they used to, remember, when they were really young.
What did you do with her?
I outgrew her.
Where is she?
Do you want to go where she is?
I want her back.
Why?
Jacob.
Finally. And Jake's shadow detaches from him and sort of wraps around Nikolai and starts making a spiral motion like a twister. And he's going to try to create a cage around Nikolai.
Give me another scrap.
Pow of two.
It's going to be the magician or the world.
You know it's got to be the magician.
Okay. You achieve the impossible. Then I think he reacts faster than you think he will, but you are on top of it. And you, yeah, imprison him in a shadow cage.
Jake spits out some blood and picks up his sunglasses from the table, looks back at Nikolai and says, "And I've outgrown you, too," and walks away.
Eidolon Playtest is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at Eidolon Playtest on Twitter and co-host, and on the Audio Entropy Discord server. Eidolon Ska will be returning on March 11th for Patreon subscribers, and March 18th for everybody else. See you then!